Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
So, we've got a lesson about coffee today.
True. You like coffee, JP?
You know, I stopped drinking coffee because I knew I was getting addicted to it, so.
Oh, my God.
But being from Seattle, you can't escape coffee culture.
Yeah, I love coffee.
Do you?
Yes, but I just drink one cup a day.
Right.
If I can.
Yeah, we're getting old, Lily.
I know.
We can't do all the coffee as much as we used to.
But in fact, this dialogue, it's a clear example of what happens here a lot in the office. In fact, Esti, she usually asks everyone if someone would like to drink a coffee. So we're going to make a dialogue about it.
So, yeah, so this actually happens, right?
Yes, it does.
And in this dialogue, she asks Leo how he wants his coffee. And this is actually how he likes his coffee. With a little bit of milk. Well, I don't want to give too much away.
Yes.
But what about...
The keyword.
Let's go for the keyword.
The keyword is leche.
Leche, which is milk.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not giving anything away.
Okay, so let's listen to that dialogue 3 times. Dialogue, first time. Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
Claro que sí.
¿Solo o con leche?
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
Second time. Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
Claro que sí.
¿Solo o con leche?
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
Third time. Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
Claro que sí.
¿Solo o con leche?
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
All right, now why don't we do a translation?
Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
Hey, do you feel like some coffee?
Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
Hey, do you feel like a coffee?
Oye, ¿te apetece un café? Claro que sí.
Of course I do.
Claro que sí.
Of course, yes.
Claro que sí. ¿Solo o con leche?
Black or with milk?
¿Solo o con leche?
Black or with milk?
¿Solo o con leche? Con un poco de leche, por favor.
With a little bit of milk, please.
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
With a little bit of milk, please.
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
Okay. Now, as we said before, this is really how Leo wants his coffee. So this is a real conversation, folks. You're learning real Spanish here.
Yes.
Okay. So should we start with the first line?
Okay. Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
All right. So that's hey. Do you want some coffee? Now, let's start with hey.
Oye.
Oye. Oye literally means listen, right?
Yes,
okay,
listen.
But you can use it just to get somebody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then how about coffee?
Café.
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 Okay, that's not hard at all.
No.
No, that's almost English.
Exactly.
Right? How about a coffee?
Un café.
Un café. Now, that means a cup of coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the next part is a little bit tricky. I said, do you feel like a cup or do you want some coffee? But here, how do we say this?
Apetece.
Apetece means to...
I think apetece is like, are you in the mood for?
Okay.
Or are you craving a little?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's related to the word for appetite.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's the verb apetecer.
Apetecer, which is like to appetize.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That doesn't work exactly in English because, you know, to appetize, it's food that does that. But is coffee appetizing to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's terrible English.
I know, but...
But that's how you do it in Spanish.
Yes.
Okay.
In Spanish is... are you in the mood for?
Okay. Now, how do you say to you? Is it appetizing to you?
Te apetece.
Te apetece. So that te means to you. And it goes before the verb apetece, which is different from English. So let's put it all together. Hey, would you like some coffee?
Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
All right. And his answer is, of course I would. Of course, yes.
Claro que sí.
Claro que sí. Now, the word for yes?
Sí.
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 Okay. And the word for of course?
Claro.
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 Okay. Now that is like clearly, right?
Yes.
Clearly.
It's like clear.
Clear. Mm-hmm.
But here would be claro que sí is like of course, yes.
Of course, yes. Mm-hmm. Now that que is just in there to introduce the C. Of course, what? Of course?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So one more time. Of course, yes.
Claro que sí.
And then the question is black or with milk?
Solo o con leche?
Okay. Now, I'm saying black, but this word here in Spanish doesn't mean black.
No.
No.
But negro.
Right. That's black, the color, right?
Yes, a black the color.
Well, here we're talking about black coffee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, how do you express that idea of black coffee in Spanish?
I mean, you can say café negro.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that if it's black coffee, it means no milk and no sugar.
Right.
So that's black coffee.
Right.
You can say café negro, but you can also say café solo.
Café solo.
Sí.
So just coffee.
Exacto.
Okay.
Solo.
Café solo. Okay, so
it's like alone.
Alone.
Alone, without any other friends like milk or sugar. So it's alone.
Okay.
Café solo.
Café solo. How do you say or?
O.
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 Okay. O.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tiny little word. It's just one vowel.
I know. Yours is or.
Yeah.
Just take the R off.
Okay. O.
O.
Okay. And then with milk.
Con leche.
Con leche. And the word for milk?
Leche.
Leche. Okay, leche. And then with.
Con.
Con. So together with milk?
Con leche.
Okay. And then let's put it all together. Black or with milk?
Solo o con leche.
Okay. Solo o con leche. Folks, I hope you're repeating with me when you're listening to this lesson, because it's very important for you to move your mouths when you're learning Spanish. So she asks, black or with milk? And he says, with a little bit of milk, please.
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
Okay, now let's start at the end, just for fun. So how do you say please?
Por favor.
Por favor.
Por favor.
Okay. And then the word for milk again?
Leche.
Leche. Now he says he wants his with milk. So how do you say with milk?
Con leche.
Con leche. But he doesn't want a lot of milk.
No.
No.
Quiero un poco.
Yeah, we want to say he wants a little bit of milk. So how do you say that again?
Con un poco de leche.
Con un poco de leche. So we're adding three words, un poco de. Okay, now which word means a little?
Poco.
Poco. And a little?
Un poco.
Un poco. Now to tie it to milk, we have to add the word de, right? So a little milk?
Un poco de leche.
All right. I think we've put this all together now. So just one more time. With a little bit of milk, please.
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
Okay. And then she goes off to the coffee station and she comes back with two cups of coffee.
Sure.
Excellent. Shall we listen to the dialogue again three times?
Let's do.
All right.
Dialogue, first time. Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
Claro que sí.
¿Solo o con leche?
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
Second time. Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
Claro que sí.
¿Solo o con leche?
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
Third time. Oye, ¿te apetece un café?
Claro que sí.
¿Solo o con leche?
Con un poco de leche, por favor.
All right, we're back. And now, Lily, I know you're going to tell us all about coffee culture. But before we do that, I want to talk just a little bit about the word for or, which is...
O.
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 Right? Now, this is a tricky word because it looks like, oh, it's just the letter O. But, you know, I'm American, and so I look at it, and I want to say, O.
No.
No.
I'm like, no.
It's too much, right?
Yes. No, it's just like you have to round your mouth ooh, a little and ooh, just go, oh, oh,
oh,
oh.
So that ooh part at the end, oh.
Yeah.
That's not Spanish.
That's not Spanish.
That's American.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to go, oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 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 oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sound like a monkey. All right. So that is your pronunciation for the day. I won't bother you anymore. But remember, all of the O's in this lesson are O. Okay. So oye, solo, o, con, un poco, por favor. Okay. So you make that shape with your mouth. All right, Lily, without further ado, why don't we talk about some coffee now?
Oh, coffee. You know, Latin America, we have great coffee.
Yes.
Great, great coffee.
Absolutely.
Colombia is one of the most famous.
Mm-hmm.
They have café suave.
Okay, which is, what is that, soft coffee?
Yeah, it's mean, yeah,
suave
it's,
coffee?
It's called suave, which means like soft,
mm-hmm,
and that's the name. It's café suave.
Or smooth, you can say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. And also in Mexico, in Chiapas,
right,
in the south, we have also really good coffee.
Mm.
It's delicious.
Okay.
And
You know, when I was studying in Antigua de Guatemala, there was I went to some coffee plantations there. And then after that, when I went back to Seattle, I noticed that in the local coffee shop, they were selling those beans, too.
Yeah, in fact, it's really well known, I think, from Guatemala.
Yeah, delicious.
And in fact, in Mexico, we have a big tradition. There's a big, it's a famous coffee place. It's called Café de la Parroquia.
Okay, so coffee of the parish? Is that like a church thing?
The thing is that the coffee used to be in front of the church.
Oh, so coffee time after church.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's very famous because it's very old. It's from the 18th century.
Mm-hmm. So this is an old tradition.
Yes, it's very old and it's very famous. And people like to go there because you can see like a lot of older people playing domino, and then you ask for coffee, and they bring like a big vase. No, okay. It's not a vase. It's like a jar.
A pitcher. Yeah,
a pitcher with milk. So they put like a little bit of coffee, which is very strong,
okay.
And then from the, you know, down, they go all the way up, like
okay, so they lift, they pour from up high.
Exactly.
Oh, so it's a big show.
Yeah.
It's coffee and a show.
Yes, but it's delicious. It's, I think, one of the best coffees I've tried.
Oh, that's great. Now, is that in every city in Mexico?
No, that's just in Veracruz.
Veracruz. Is that, that's the city on the Atlantic, right, in the south?
It's very famous.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, I think that's, I really want to, I want to drink some coffee right now.
Okay, well, let's I think we're going to have to go make a pot.
Yes, let's do.
All right, folks, if you have any questions or comments for us, please visit us at our website at SpanishPod.com and just check in and say hello and ask us your questions or leave us your comments. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.